Radio Ralph production brings you a special edition of Applauded It, Super Bowl Week. I am Radio Ralph. Welcome to Super Bowl Week. We have made it. We have a matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Let's take a look back at how we got here. The Kansas City Chiefs entered the matchup with a record of 12-4. The San Francisco 49ers entered the matchup with a record of 13-3. Things were not always so smooth for the Chiefs, as Patrick Mahomes suffered a mid-season injury with a dislocated kneecap, which sidelined him for, I believe, it was a maximum of 6 games. And when he came back, he wasn't fully himself, but as the season progressed, he came back into form and showed everyone he was fully 100% back, and he is the lethal Patrick Mahomes we've come to know. And on the San Francisco side, they were pretty dominant and healthy throughout the season. They had a few injuries on defense toward the end of the season, but as the playoffs came around, they became healthy again and back to full form as well. And we have two coaches, Andy Reid of the Kansas City Chiefs, who has yet to win a Super Bowl, and Kyle Shanahan of the San Francisco 49ers, who has also yet to win a Super Bowl. Now, Andy Reid was the Philadelphia Eagles head coach when they matched up against the Patriots in a loss in the Super Bowl. And Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons when they were ahead of the Patriots 28-3, and they gave up that lead and lost to the Patriots. So, they both have been burned by the Patriots, but now they get a chance to square off against one another, and one is a sure bet to be a Hall of Famer in Andy Reid, and one is still young enough to add to his coaching resume. So, now we enter the playoffs, and Kansas City earned a bye week and got to host a divisional game against the Texans of Houston, in which they were down 24-0 early in the second quarter and came back to score and lead at halftime 28-24. And end up scoring 41 unanswered points before the Texans mounted another score. And the Chiefs ended up winning that game 51-31. And then that led them to a matchup with the Tennessee Titans, who took down the Baltimore Ravens 28-12 with the outstanding running game led by Derrick Henry. And the Chiefs once again fell down from behind early, 17-7, but then Patrick Mahomes made an exciting run to end the half with the Chiefs leading 21-17, and they never looked back and defeated the Titans. And for the San Francisco 49ers, they also earned a bye week to start the playoffs. And they matched up with the Minnesota Vikings in a home matchup and dominated them. And then they met up with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay for another home playoff matchup. And they got through the game with their quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, only passing 8 times. However, he was not needed as the Green Bay Packers could not slow down the running game of the San Francisco 49ers, which led Raheem Mostert to have a record performance of over 200 yards rushing. And so, yeah, I mean, that was very impressive. However, there was an injury for the 49ers that I will discuss later on in the episode that may have an impact on the Super Bowl, but that's how both of these teams got here, and it should be a very exciting game, and yeah, it should be very exciting, and it's Super Bowl week, and we're all looking forward to the big game. And a lot of coverage. As a matter of fact, Buffalo Wild Wings is so confident that this game will not go to overtime that they are offering free wings to all Americans and all Canadians if the game does not go to overtime. Well, let me say that again. If the game goes to overtime, they are willing to give free wings to all Americans and all Canadians. They do not believe the game will go to overtime, but if it does, everyone gets free wings. Now, there's about a 10% chance, according to odds makers, that the game will go to overtime. So we will have to wait and see on that. But Buffalo Wild Wings is definitely hedging their bets on the game not going to overtime. Now let's get to the injury reports, which I am not aware of any major injuries on the Kansas City Chiefs side. But a major injury to Tevin Coleman, the running back for the San Francisco 49ers, as he left the game of the NFC Championship game between the Green Bay Packers early on with a dislocated shoulder. Now, normally, these types of injuries can take about a week to recover from. So, it is possible he could play in the Super Bowl, but I would say a limited role or unlikely. And if he is unable to go, that will hurt the 49ers on the running game, as the Chiefs will be able to gear up to stop Raheem Mostert. Now, if Tevin Coleman can go, that gives the 49ers a much better offensive approach and a more dynamic. But if he can't go and Raheem Mostert is asked to carry the load on offense, then they may have to lean more on Jimmy Garoppolo, the quarterback, and the passing game. So, that's the major injuries that I know, and it's mainly the running back for the 49ers. I'm sure there's a few nicks and bruises on both teams this late in the season, but there's your major injury report update for the Super Bowl. Now, the night before the Super Bowl, the NFL has what they call the NFL Honors, and Steve Harvey will be the host, and Lamar Jackson is of the Baltimore Ravens is expected to be the MVP winner for the NFL season, regular season. And so Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens is expected to win MVP award at the NFL Honors, as he led the league in rushing, especially as a quarterback, and his dynamic play through his passing and running has earned him, or is expected to earn him, the MVP of the NFL regular season. And speaking of the night before the Super Bowl, it has been announced that J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans will host Saturday Night Live the night before the Super Bowl. And now, I'm not saying that, I mean, he is a great guy, a great person, a very talented player. I'm not so sure he's deserving of hosting Saturday Night Live before the Super Bowl, because he's very much absent a lot during the seasons. I can't remember the last time he finished an NFL season, a full NFL season. But he should be a good host, and I'm not saying he's not a good guy or anything like that. He's a great person. I'm just not so sure that he's deserving of the hosting opportunity, but hey, when an opportunity comes knocking, it's all right to take it. So, I wish him the best, and hope he puts on a good show for everyone. And I do think he will be very entertaining as host of Saturday Night Live. Now, the Super Bowl game itself will air on Fox, and it will be at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the Super Bowl between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Again, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox for the Super Bowl between Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. And the halftime performance will be Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. On non-related Super Bowl news, the Carolina Panthers have made it official that they are hiring former Baylor defensive coordinator Phil Snow. He will be joining Matt Rhule's staff, as Matt Rhule is now the former football coach for the Baylor Bears. So you will have Matt Rhule and Phil Snow reunite in Carolina. And just announced, Eli Manning is announcing his retirement from the NFL. So Eli Manning is retiring. He's got 2 Super Bowls, championship victories, and there's been a lot of debate whether or not he would be a Hall of Famer or not. I say yes, he's a Hall of Famer, because he defeated the New England Patriots twice in 2 Super Bowls, including ending New England Patriots undefeated season to make them 18-1. So, that's your non-related Super Bowl news update. As with any Super Bowl, I'm always excited about the Super Bowl commercials and very much looking forward to them. And I will have a recap on the next episode of my thoughts of the commercials. So yes, they are also a big part of the game, at least from a viewing experience. So Super Bowl commercials, at the top of the list. When it comes to overall Super Bowl experience. Okay, now time for my prediction. I have the Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl with a score of 37-31. 37-31 is my prediction for the Super Bowl. Now, this is Super Bowl 54. At the time of this recording, the Kansas City Chiefs were about a point and a half favorite that might go up to 2 points, but I am predicting 37-31. I am expecting both teams to score a lot of points. Unlike last year's game when it was 13-3 Patriots with the win, I think this will be a much different game. Both teams are going to try to do it in different ways. The Chiefs are a prolific passing team with a high-powered passing attack. And the 49ers are a powerful running team. And you have the number one defense going up against arguably the best quarterback in the game right now, and Patrick Mahomes. So this should be, there's going to have to be some give and take somewhere. But one thing about Patrick Mahomes is he does a very good job of taking care of the ball and extending the play. And I think Kansas City has a good idea of how to stop the running game as they stopped Tennessee's very good running game. And so I believe they have a formula to stop San Francisco's running game and make them pass the ball more, which they're not used to doing. So I give the favorable edge to the Kansas City Chiefs. We will surely find out. And I will have another special edition on the next episode to recap everything that went on during the Super Bowl. So, Facebook is where it's at for all things applauded it, and facebook.com/explodedit, that's where you can keep up with all things with the show, and until next time, this is Radio Ralph signing off. This has been a Radio Ralph production of Applauded It, powered by Exploded It. As always, thanks for joining me, and join me next time for another special edition of Applauded It.